listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. Power Evangelism Ministry would like to invite you to the Awakening Miracle Night hosted by Apostle Ronald Solly, June the 9th at 7:30 p.m. with special guest speaker, Pastor Jim Sinero, who pastors Certain Sound Church in Austin, Texas. And you don't want to miss this awesome night to bring the Word of God to you, the healing anointing, and deliverance. So if you need prayer, you need a miracle, you need healing in your life, this is the place to be. At 7:30 p.m., June the 9th, Sunday, at the Trinity Gymnasium, 400 North Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach. For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net. Don't miss your miracle. June the 9th, 2019, 7:30 p.m. in Delray Beach at the Trinity Gymnasium, 400 North Swinton Avenue, hosted by Apostle Ronald Solly and special guest, Pastor Jim Sinero. Power Evangelism Ministries, don't miss this awesome awakening.
Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This episode, I want to thank God for this day has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with the believer. We just finished a tremendous crusade in Delray Beach. We're getting ready for some amazing events coming up. We have camp. Also, we have a crusade. We invited to come and experience the power of God. We're also going to have a supernatural school. All is going to be glorious meetings. Go to our website to sign up today, and you're going to be really blessed. When you go to our website, you can register to go to the crusade. Tonight's going to have a crusade. It's free admission, but you got to register. I also want to encourage you to partner with our ministry. God's going to bless you. To partner with the ministry, go to our website, powerevangelism.net. You can enroll into a partnership. You can also go to our website to sow a seed to help our ministry in advancing the gospel. The Lord's going to bless you. This is the right place to sow your seed. I'm going to show you a message I preached recently when I was in Port St. Lucie. We're going to show you the power of God moving. And God can do the same for you when you believe. Right where you are, you can receive.
It's about that time again. It's summertime.
Thank you so much for joining us in this amazing Piercing Darkness show. We lift up Jesus here on it every Saturday when we come on this beautiful station to glorify God. You can visit our website, www.powerevangelism.net, to know about our upcoming events. And also, you can go to twonightsofmiracle.com, which is our landing page for the event we have coming up. Now we got 3 weeks left before the crusade, and we give God praise because it's coming up right now. It's around the corner, and I give God praise for what he's going to do. I'm going to show you some, I'm going to play some clips for you from our previous services so you can get a taste of what heaven is like here on earth when God's glory shows up. And we have a website, is www.powerevangelism.net. Visit our website, and you're going to be able to see what God is doing in the ministry. 561-337-9018 is our prayer line. And also, you can come visit us in one of our services by calling that number or going to our website, powerevangelism.net. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. And the scripture says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So if you're driving in your car, if you're cooking, getting your hair done, shopping, whatever you're doing, stay tuned for what God's about to do. And let these testimonies and praise reports build your faith in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll be back after this message. I'll be back after this message. Call 561-337-9018. 1-8. Jesus is Lord.
Está invitado a dos noches de cruzada de milagros con Apóstol Ronaldo Solly, septiembre 13 y 14 a las 7 p.m. en el Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 Ocotillo Boulevard, West Palm Beach. Entrada gratis.
Tell us in Spanish the what he just said. You feel the fire. Say that in Spanish.
She felt the fire.
Shout! Glory! And ask her, who has healed her?
Hermana, ¿quién te sanó?
Cristo.
Jesus healed her. This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally. West Palm Beach.
The favor of God is upon you.
El favor de Dios está sobre ti.
I lay hands on you.
Cuando te tomo.
The glory.
La gloria de Dios.
Estoy bien.
Feels good.
She feel good.
Tenía mucho dolor en la espalda, pero me muevo y ya no está. Se fue, en el nombre de Jesús.
El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Dios usa al apóstol Salí poderosamente con señales de milagros y maravillas que ocurren. Venga a experimentar el poder de Dios ilimitado. Para más información, llame al 561-337-9018 o visite powerevangelism.net. Está invitado a dos noches de cruzada de milagros con apóstol Ronaldo Salí, septiembre 13 y 14 a las 7 p.m. en el Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 of Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That is an invitation to come to our crusade, which is coming up very soon, and we give God glory for what he's going to do. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Go to powerevangelism.net to know about this crusade. It's taking place at the Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. Jesus is Lord at the Palm Beach Convention Center. TonightsOfMiracle.com. I'm excited about what God is doing and look forward to see you at this crusade. Hallelujah! You know what? Some people say, well, God doesn't heal today. Does that mean God is dead? If he healed 2,000 years ago, what will stop him from healing today? Last time I checked the scripture, the Bible says the same yesterday, today, and forever. So for those of you that doubt God doesn't do miracles today, I got some news for you. Read your Bible. God still does miracles today like he did thousands of years ago. So joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. Hallelujah. 561-337-908. Jesus is Lord. TonightsOfMiracle.com is our other website where you can go to get information and sign up to attend the crusade, which is free admission. And also, we do have prayer lines, 561-337-908. And also, an experience of what God is going to do in this crusade is super amazing. So I can't wait because it's getting closer and closer. And we're going to help, we're going to have shuttling people to the event. So for those of you who want to get a ride, you can call and book your ride 2 days before the crusade. Because of the amount of people that are coming, we definitely want to make sure that we can help you get a ride to the event. It's at the Palm Beach Convention Center, downtown West Palm Beach.
Está invitado a dos noches de cruzada de milagros con apóstol Ronaldo Salí, septiembre 13 y 14 a las 7 p.m. en el Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 of Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach. Entrada gratis.
Tell
us in Spanish the one he just said, you feel the fire. Say that in Spanish.
She felt the fire.
Shout! Glory! And ask her, who has healed her?
Hermana, ¿quién te sanó?
Cristo.
Jesus healed her. This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally. Spam Beach.
Favor of God is upon you.
El favor de Dios está sobre ti.
Lay hands on you.
Cuando te tomo.
The glory.
La gloria de Dios.
Estoy bien.
Feels good. Good.
She feel good.
Tenía mucho dolor en la espalda, pero me muevo y ya no está.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We give God glory for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but of the Holy Spirit. I'm excited about the best, which is yet to come. And nothing is impossible with God. You know, I don't understand why some Christians today doubt that God can heal and deliver. And it's a deceptive. The way the enemy has done it is to convince you that God is not interested in your welfare. The devil is a liar. The Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that is what is coming to you, is his goodness and his mercy. So we're just going to be in the position to trust God to do what he wants to do for us, which is to bless us. And the blessing of God makes rich, and he adds no sorrow. So God's going to bless you today as you trust him and you believe him to move in your life and your situation, because God wants to bless you. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, you can please him. And that's why we're believing God to shine his light on you so you can prosper. You will prosper in that which you do when you put your faith and trust in Jesus. And I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of these people's testimonies that are testifying. I want to read you some testimonies today because of what God is doing. And because this testimony is going to encourage you to believe God for your own miracle. Because these testimonies are to encourage you to believe God for your own blessing, for your own deliverance. So God can do the same for you, just like he did for these people. But you have to believe. For if you don't believe, then you cannot receive it. So believing is based on revelation, not understanding. So the Bible makes it very clear. You know, when we put our faith in God, we don't worry about it anymore. But you just know that God is going to do it, and he will do it according to his way and not your way. And that's why faith cannot be questioned. You just have to surrender to God and trust him that he will come through for you in Jesus' name. And that's how powerful he is. And he answers prayer. So I got a scripture here in a powerful scripture here that I want to read for you. It is in 1 Peter. I'll quickly pull it up here quickly. Bear with me a second. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. I, brethren, came to you, came not with excess of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, but for determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and when crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear, in much trembling. Verse 4. For my speech with my preaching, my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I'll be back after this.
We'll be right back.
presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Simon. You're about to witness an awesome creative miracle. This couple came to the man of God in desperate need. The wife is pregnant with their first child, and the doctor's report stated, your child will be born crippled for life. The man of God, Apostle Solly, prayed and prophesied total health, total restoration, and canceling the negative report. It's supposed to be.
Let your angel be released from the throne room and cause the brain to grow as it's supposed to grow. Cause every bone to grow. Cause every organ to line up supernaturally. The Creator is never going to sleep. You're the one that created your daughter. You gave her this beautiful born in a womb. I decree and I declare that in the name of Jesus, the child will become normal.
When I was 35 weeks pregnant, the doctors told me that my son was not growing in my womb. He was going to be retarded. His limbs were not growing. He wasn't compared to other newborns because he wasn't growing. I don't know what happened, but he was lacking nutrition and oxygen in my stomach. So God just surprised me, because when he came out, he was yelling, he was screaming, he was moving. Even after every test they did on him in the hospital, he passed every single one, and I give God praise for that.
Listen to this. You had the husband testify, now you had his wife testify. You're going to hear the baby testify also one of these days. After the prophetic prayer that happened on before Christmas, when we were at New Life, you remember that a belly was way bigger than this. The baby was in there. Her husband was standing next to the wife. He lay prostrate before the Lord, and I began to prophesy on his wife. The Lord entered the womb and began to shift everything about this child and position the child to the right position. So when the child was
powerful and signs, wonders, and miracles taking place,
fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more information, visit powerevangelism.net or go to our special link, twonightsofmiracles.com. Read me. Presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solomon.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Solly and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago, and unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had two surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Powerful signs, wonders, and miracles taking place.
Fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more information, visit PowerEvangelism.net or go to our special link, TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. Read me.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. September 13th, Friday, and September 14th, Saturday. 7 p.m. the event starts with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information, go to TwoNightsOfMiracles.com and register for free or call 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord and miracles still happen.
Respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Pain, go. Talk to me. Can we get a mic on, please?
This gentleman here, I also had for Keith for 20 years. He had back pain. Tonight, he can touch the floor for the first time in 20 years. Show him what you can do, brother. Come on. Look at this. 20 years, brother. Come on.
Now I can touch the floor.
20 years.
Touch my toes, now I can touch the floor.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
20 years. Keith could not touch the floor. How long, brother?
20 years.
You couldn't touch the floor?
For a long time, I touch my toes.
Tonight you can do it?
I can touch the floor.
Let's see you. Come on, brother. Woo! Hey, hey. Amen. Goodness.
What do you say? 20 years?
20 years.
Did you hear that? 20 years. Who? 20 years.
I could not touch my toes for a long time. And now I touch the floor.
Has done this for you?
Jesus.
A disorder in your body to cease. Your body ain't gonna fight. Look at this. He's here. Give praise. Give him praise. She kept breathing on this. Now she's breathing normally. How do you feel?
You're great.
She feels great. Give God glory. How long has she had this problem?
The right one was taken out. She was diagnosed 5 years ago in January.
What was taken out?
The lung, the right.
The right lung was taken out? Yes. Sounds of glory. I hear the sounds of glory. The Lord said, this is your day. This is your day. We're praying for her knees.
This morning he told me not
to come back.
Well, Jesus, you don't owe Jesus nothing. And you come to the right God. I'm
going
to pray for your knees to be fixed right now.
It's a problem, genou. La série t'a joué. Pas que sang. Pas que sang qui a coulé dans elle. Sang pas coulé. Lui fait. Pas que sang dans elle encore. Pas que sang qui a sorti dans elle.
I know my brother. He will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders. He will carry you. I gotta sing it one more time. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know my brother, he will carry you. If he upon his shoulders, I know my sister, he'll carry you.
in the palm of his hand. What's ever plucked, put in his hand cannot be plucked out. We are free tonight because he will carry us through every problem, every situation we face. Again, if you believe that, clap your hands loudly and shout hallelujah unto him. Because he is your Lord. He is your master.
I've been going to nursing school. Nursing school is very expensive, and I know I couldn't afford it. And extra bills was popping up out of nowhere, and I'm already fighting to stay in school and don't get kicked out. Because nursing school, you fail one class, you're out. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm doing my part. And then they're sending bills while I'm in class. Like, so I'm like, okay, he's going to take care of it. You touched me, and I felt right there. I was going to nursing school, but God showed me I'm going to go to nursing school, then go get my med school and become a doctor. But ever since you showed me that, it's like Satan have put something in my way. If it's not payment, if it's not some trouble in school, but God is going to get me through. I didn't even have to talk. It was like God already had it done, and he paid $15,000 of my school.
Jesus!
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. September 13th, Friday, and September 14th, Saturday. 7 p.m. the event starts with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information, go to twonightsofmiracles.com and register for free or call 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord and miracles still happen.
Hands up. Sing it again.
Your eyes are closed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory for that amazing highlight. All those were testifying. They received miracles. They received healing. They received deliverance because they believed. You know, when you enter the realm of faith, you don't snap out of it. You don't come out of it because people do it to try. No, you should do it to execute. To follow through, to see it come to pass. So when you step into the realm of faith, you have to believe that what you're praying for is going to come to pass. You know, one of the ways you can tell that your faith is wavering is when you begin to worry about what you've been praying for. And the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. So you don't have to doubt if you pray for something. Just believe that God is going to do it, and he will come through and he will do it. That one thing that really excites me the most is the fact that God always comes through and fulfills all that which he has promised to do, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which you think or ask. It says in verse 5, I read for this scripture earlier, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We have to see the power of God today in our churches. God's people, God, see the power of God when it's being manifest. So you come and see the power of God in the Palm Beach Convention Center on the 13th and the 14th. We're there for 2 nights. We're there to demonstrate the power of God and release people from bondage in the name of Jesus. The Bible said this sign shall follow them that believe. When you believe, the signs follow. When you believe, miracles happen. When you believe, deliverance takes place. It says in verse 3, I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. He didn't let that become his way of thinking. But he opened his mouth and said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of your spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The power of God. Can you be delivered? Can you be set free? Are you discouraged? The power of God can deliver you. The power of God can set you free. How do you receive the power of God? How do you receive the power of God? You have to stop letting the enemy dictate how you think. You just stop allowing the enemy to dictate how you think. Stop allowing the enemy to dictate how you think. Because as a man thinketh, so shall he be. So don't let the enemy tell you how to think. Be led by the Holy Spirit. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. So don't let enemy dictate to you how to think. If you allow the enemy to dictate to you how you think, then your thoughts are going to become negative, doubting and unbelief. As a man thinketh, God can't bless you beyond your mindset. God can't bless you beyond your mindset. So you have to think about it. Your mindset, if it's bewitched, God can't bless you beyond your mindset. A lot of people want God to do things in their lives, but their mindset has not changed. And that's where the problem comes from. Because as a man thinketh, so shall he be. So you have to think right. So God can bless you beyond your mindset. So if your mindset is really programmed into negativity, then it's going to be very difficult for you to get blessed. That's why some people love religion, even after God has done the miracle. You know, when you get the Lord healed, one of the people in the Bible said, don't go back and sin because something worse could happen. Because people are so much into the mindset of this world and a sinful nature that it detains. You are attached to a certain way of thinking. And when you are attached to that, it becomes very difficult for you to see what God is doing. Your mindset has to change. Because if your mindset doesn't change, then you're going to be caught up in that way of thinking. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. When you allow the enemy to dictate how you think, so when the thought comes to your mind, if you don't discern the source of the thought, that becomes your way of thinking. And as a man thinketh, so shall he be. So now you're allowing the enemy to dictate to you how you're going to think. So then the thoughts become bondage thoughts, because now the thoughts, now they're operating against you. So you tolerate what you tolerate, what you permit in your mind is a picture picture of your future. Be careful, because why does the scripture say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God? You know, the power of God is real. So you need the power of God. So because the power of God is real, he says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So because the power of God is real, you can be able to put your faith in God and put your trust in him and allow him to dictate how you think. So when you're caught up in the mindset of this world and you don't see what God is doing, so the enemy begins to lie to you, because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So he's lying to you. So don't let him dictate to you how to think. Do not allow the enemy to dictate to you how to think. This is dangerous. Now let's look at the scripture here quickly. Howbeit we speak, verse 6. First Corinthians chapter 2, for those of you who are just joining me on Facebook and also on our Periscope, just go ahead and share. By the way, for those of you who can hear me on the radio, we have a Facebook, we have an Instagram, and also we have a Periscope. So if you want to find me on Instagram, it's harvest_souls, harvesting souls. So harvesting_souls. You can find me on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Sally, and also Periscope. And like it. Whenever I come live, it will notify you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes of the world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world and to our glory. That's where the devil gets really mesmerized, because he has set thinking patterns and he has infiltrated the cultures of men, because you know culture is how people think. So for instance, for a long time church Christians believe that money and wealth belongs to the wicked. If you want to go to heaven, don't be rich. They believe those lies that, you know, being debt free, having lots of money is sin. So if your thoughts have adopted that lie from the enemy, there's no way you can be able to walk in abundance, because you know the enemy now is taking what belongs to you and giving it to people that don't know what to do with it. So they have a lot of money, so what do? They waste it. They build islands and turn them into perversion centers. I mean, the prince of one of the princes in Saudi Arabia, his Mercedes Benz cost $45 million. It's diamond coated. They just released a new vehicle the other day. It's a Bugatti. It cost $9 million. They only made a few of them. They don't know what to do with their money. When you come to believers, can't even afford to put gas in your car. But yet you have authority. You can't even use it because the enemy has infected your mind to vow to live in poverty. And a lot of people believe that if you live in that kind of bondage, you're in the will of God and, you know, you're closer to heaven. But how are you going to be able to preach the gospel and reach the lost when you're broke? Because it costs money to buy airtime. It costs money to rent facilities. It costs money to hire professionals. I mean, you could take a megaphone and nobody's going to listen to you. I mean, if you use your vocals, they're going to run out. But you got to take advantage of the technology that is available, because this technology is for the church. Those stadiums are for the purpose of God, not baseball. We're going to pack baseball stadiums. We're going to pack Super Bowl stadiums with crusades. But if your mindset is, okay, prosperity is not for me, it's for the world, and then you live in poverty. You can't even pay for your light bill. You know, you're living on welfare. The Bible said the just shall live by faith, not by welfare. What if the government cancels the welfare check? What if they come up tomorrow and say, well, you know, no more food stamps? Are you going to jump off the bridge? Bible never says the man shall live by a system, but by faith. So you need the power of God to train yourself, to train your heart, to know how to walk by faith and not by sight. So your mindset has to change. So what the devil has done is he has managed to convince believers to believe the lie that they should vow to live in poverty. Now we understand that those that abuse prosperity when they're believers and they don't care about evangelism, they don't care about souls, they don't care about helping the poor. So you got to practice what Christ would do when he was on earth. So Jesus fed the hungry. So he took bread, he gave thanks, it multiplied. He didn't just put it in his pocket and said, this is for me and my dogs. You know, that's a strict language referring to the disciples. This is for me and my dogs. You know, referring to the disciples. He had 12 of them. You know, no. He fed everyone. He fed the disciples. And everybody ate. And it was left over. God, well, if it is sin to have abundance, then there should have not no baskets left over. Then how is he going to feed those people without the power of God? You see, the power of God can manifest in the supernatural. You know, it's the devil that is sitting on your money. That's why you can't pay your rent. That's why you can't pay your car note. Because the devil got his hand on it. Because he knows if you have it, you're going to do damage in his kingdom. He's going to try to stop it. So you have to believe what the word of God says. And expect God to intervene. So I just had to use that example because the closest thing to you is your money. In some countries, people hide their money in secret chambers. Nowadays, you can be able to use your card, but in the third world, where they don't have, now, you know, back in days before they even brought ATMs, so people hide money in their bra, they'll hide it under their belt, you know, under their shoes, inside the suit, the shoe, open and hide it there. So, the closest thing to you is your money. And that's what the enemy attacks the most. Because it brings security. So a lot of people, they will invest and then things don't work out. Then they lose faith or they'll tithe for 2 weeks or they'll tithe 2-3 times. And if things don't change, then they quit or they may give an offering and expect immediate harvest. But you see, when the Lord is working it out to bring it, then the doubt comes. Giving is an act of faith. When you give, you're doing it out of faith. And whenever you give, never look at what is left behind. Look at what God is about to do. Because if you look at what's left behind, then fear is going to attack you. You know, Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. That's why a lot of people worry, because they look at the paycheck and they look at, the bills. And they look, and what is left is not enough. But you have to understand that, for instance, I was driving up here and then I received this revelation. Stop saving for tragedy, because then tragedy is going to come. That's really a mistake. You should save to sow. If you're saving money, save it to be a seed, not for problems. You said, are you out of your mind? Why are you inviting problems? Oh, I got money in my savings. You are waiting for this trouble to come so you can go to the savings and get it. No, save into the savings for the purpose of giving. So when God speaks to you about giving, and if there is no money for you to give, you know where to go get it from. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a revelation that your faith should lie in the power of God. That's verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In the power of God. Your harvest is in your seed. Wow. So you mean once, so God, the harvest in the seed? Yes. But the power to manifest it is in the ground. That's another revelation just coming right now. Your harvest is in your seed, but the power to cause it to manifest is in the ground. And the scripture says, unless a seed falls to the ground, it binds by itself. When it falls to the ground, it multiplies. So the ground doesn't multiply without the seed. So now when you take your seed and put it in the ground, then the harvest will come. It's just going to, like, so don't eat the seed because it doesn't multiply in your belly. So because now it's being consumed for your own purpose or good. Now you have to understand, okay, so what do you mean by that? So when God blesses you, you tithe, you give, you save. But what are you saving? You're saving so when God commands you to give, he gives an instruction, there is seed. So you'll never run out of seed. And if you can't run out of seed, you can't run out of the harvest. Because the rule, God has set the rule. He said, as long as the earth remains, there is seed time and there is harvest. So there is seed time and there is harvest. As long as the earth remains, there is always going to be time to sow and to reap. So when you put seed on the ground, give time for seed to grow and bring forth the harvest. So you speak to the ground when there is seed in the ground. Now what does the devil do? Mismanage your thoughts. So you take all your money, you invest it in the stocks, they crash, you commit suicide. It's good to invest and run businesses, but you have to understand maintaining your perception that faith should rely in the power of God. And what the devil does is to mismanage your finances, so he attacks your motivation to leave. Some people are suicidal. You know why it's the number one rate for divorce in America? Reason why people divorce? They'll give you stupid reasons, irreconcilable differences. Number one reason is because of financial mismanagement. You know? And also you find a lot of millennials struggle because they smoke everything, live in fantasy. So whatever comes is just destroyed. No, you don't understand. You save to sow. And that's what faith people are supposed to do. Not people in the world, they say for different reasons, blah, 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 blah. But you see, the enemy is going to look at what you're doing. It's okay, now they're expecting trouble. So what do you do when something comes and you're a situation and you need intervention? You ask God to send ministering spirit, because the angels of God are ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of his children. Hallelujah. So the angels can go gather and bring these resources to you and bring provision. You say, oh, you're teaching daydreaming. Okay, let me ask you a question. Where did the food come from that fed the 5,000 and beyond? Because you don't understand the culture. In the culture, they only counted men. So those that have their families, the children, the animals, because they didn't throw by themselves. Everybody ate and the food was left over. Where did that come from? Jesus was not a magician. He was born of a woman just like you and me. Because angels are ministering spirits. This is in the Bible. To minister on behalf of those that are God's children. So they don't serve you, but they minister on your behalf so they can go and bring the harvest. Glory to God. But you have to command the devil to take his hands off your money. That's the power of God. You have to know how to declare and take authority. So the devil is a liar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So for those of you who can hear me now, you say, why is he talking about money? Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you go to work? So you can get paid, all right? So why can't we hear what God has to say about money? The devil's will is that you be broke and go beg and stand in soup lines and lose your home, lose your car, you know, and be broke, so much broke that even cockroaches will run in from your pockets. That's how the devil wants, is to destroy you. But you have to cast him out. You have to destroy the power. And you not beg, you not steal, you not go do you know how many kids are dropping out of school today? Early. They go to college because they peer pressure, lack of management, balance, and not knowing what the scripture says. So you don't keep up with the Joneses and you're caught up in that mess and the enemy is attacking you constantly. Because if God's people are blessed, then they will use the resources for something good, build schools, hospitals, and then shelters where people can come and they don't have to be afraid about sharing the gospel. You know, imagine if there were 10 shelters of Bible believing saints that believe in casting out devils and not just religious, putting people through a program. You put somebody through a program for 30 days and they come out and they are worse than they were before because they're going through something that doesn't have the power of God. It's the will of God for you to prosper even as your soul prospers. True prosperity begins from the soul. Once your soul prospers, then when God adds to you, you will not substitute him or replace him. So we don't seek wealth, we seek God. We don't seek healing, we seek the healer. We don't seek deliverance, we seek the deliverer. Once you find Jesus, your need shall be supplied. Your debt will be canceled. You know, we receive prayer requests all the time on our website. The number one prayer request is finances. I can read you some of the prayer requests here without, you'll be surprised. Some people, I need this money within these hours. I'm going to lose my home. I don't know if I'm going to take my family. We are living in our car. It's not the will of God for you to live in a car. If you can hear the sound of my voice, it's not the will of God for you not to have a home, to be living in a car. No. God wants to provide, but the devil is sitting on it somewhere and giving it to perverted people who use it for perverted reasons. You know, somebody wrote a powerful, story here. I'm going to quote it. The bills were talking. $100 bill, $50 bill, $20 bill, $5 bill, and a dollar bill. So they're talking about them expeditions. The $100 bill said, man, I've been in the finest restaurants, the finest masseuse, the finest clothing lines. And the 50 said, yeah, I've been in some, fine restaurants, fine grocery stores. And the $20 bills, I've been hanging around, been to the restaurants, I've been here and there. And the $500 bill, they said, I've been in, the dollar bill said, I've been in churches the most and strip clubs. So the dollar bills visited churches and strip clubs the most. And the big bills visit the fine restaurants. So you have to think about it. Why is church people broke? It's the curse. The devil is a liar. It's not the will of God for you to be broke. The curse got to be broken off your life. Someone needs to hear this in the name of Jesus. You don't understand that the devil is a liar. He wants you to doubt and live in stress and live in captivity and not be happy. That's why some of you can't pray. Some of you lost faith in God. You don't believe anymore because the devil is lying to you. Your breakthrough, your promotion belongs to you. God didn't give the things to the world. It's for you. The Bible said, be fruitful and multiply. You see, do you know that none lacked in the early church? And they were not driven by greed like today's believers. They sold their properties and gave it for the gospel. And none lacked. No one lacked. It's not the will of God for you to lack. The early church was not born. True awakening came. They never lacked. That's a spirit. They never lacked. You can't live in fear. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay my car note? That's fear. Fear is a snare. Instead of say, how am I going to do this? Lord, you are my provider. You see, the devil comes and says, Jesus, if you're son of God, command his sons to be turned into bread. He wanted Jesus to misuse power. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by everything that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus was not driven by the spirit of manipulation, of fear, or torment. A lot of you are being tormented today. And that's the reality. You could pray in tongues for 10 hours and still be broke. But once you learn how to take authority, that demon is going to leave you. So when you pray in tongues and you don't worry about how you're going to pay rent, how much damage are you going to do in the devil? Destruction is the greatest enemy of the anointing. I break that curse off your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't even know why God led me this direction, but I believe somebody needs to be free in the name of Jesus. Every seed you've given and you've planted in the ground has a harvest waiting for you. And for that harvest to come, the devil has to take his hands off your harvest. Some of you have given for 20 years and you haven't seen the harvest. Let it come now in Jesus' name. As you take authority and command the devil to take his hands off your money and then see the Lord bring it to pass. And hey, God's going to deliver you from debt. And when God begins to deliver you from debt, make sure that you pay your debt in Jesus' name so you can have a testimony. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. If Jesus came back today and raptured the church, I believe banks and will sue heaven because Christians left without paying their debt. So I believe when the Lord comes to take the church, supernatural is going to wipe out all debt. So all your homes will be paid off. Everything will be paid off when the church is out of here. So nobody can say, well, the Lord stole my money. God ain't going to steal nobody's money. The earth and its fullness, everything belongs to God. The devil borrowed it and is using it for the wrong reason. It's time to take it back. In Jesus' name, the devil is a liar. God ain't going to move in your finances, in your marriage, in your body, unless you believe. God doesn't move where he's doubted. He doesn't move where you question him. Once you step in the realm of faith, stay there. Fear is not your portion. The devil is a liar. When you believe, the Bible says, perfect love cast out of fear. All fear must go in the name of Jesus. I will step into my church. If the creditors call, pick up the phone and say, when are you paying me? Speak in tongues. Moshekere makanta raba. Mom, just speak in tongues. And believe God to provide. Someone say hallelujah. Gather, add up all that you owe. Once you finish adding it up, then lay hands and command wisdom, knowledge, doors to open. And God will open doors. He will release wisdom. And you're going to come out of debt in Jesus. And the Lord shall provide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited. You know, somebody needs to hear this. Don't commit suicide because of debt. Believe God. He will supply your need. I want to make an altar call. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin. I repent for worrying and doubting. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. If you receive Christ in your heart, you're born again. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You know, as I was sharing the word of God, something came to my spirit. I remember when Jesus Christ had to take care of something, there was nothing in his portion, like in his vicinity. He received an instruction from heaven. He commanded the disciple to go catch the fish. When he got the fish, took the money out, paid his taxes. Do you know what that means? The Lord has prepared your breakthrough, but it will take an instruction to find it. Go to powerevangelism.net today and sign up to get our newsletter and also get our products. Go to tunasamiracle.com, tunasamiracle, to know about our crusade, get information about it. Call us on 561-337-9018. I believe you've been encouraged by the word today. And write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. That's P.O. Box 221-661. West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And I'll be back next week to share the word of God. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Change your mindset, and God will change your life. The good Lord bless you and keep you and prosper you in the name of Jesus. I love you with the love of Jesus, and I'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening.